The Cardinals of the Catholic Church taking some time as they have not yet elected a successor to the late Pope Francis. Here's Karen Chambas.
Cardinals are meeting in a secret conclave for a second day. The conclave opened on Wednesday afternoon, but a first round of voting resulted in black smoke billowing from the Sistine Chapel.
That is Karen Chambas reporting. Two more rounds of voting are possible throughout the day today. Bill Gates says he'll donate 99% of his remaining tech fortune to the Gates Foundation. That would be worth an estimated $107 billion today. He also announced the foundation will now close in 2045. That is earlier than previously planned. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process, and that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Some Maryland state parks will be requiring visitors to make reservations. The Maryland Park Service says the new day-use reservation system will go live for Sandy Point State Park and Greenbrier State Park on May 19th, and other parks will follow later in the season. This new system requires all visitors to reserve their day-use passes in advance during peak times. The new system aims to reduce overcrowding, limit traffic backups at park entrances, reduce the frequency of capacity closures, and ensure that every visitor knows they have a space before arriving. Beginning next week, Baltimore City will begin issuing progressive fines for drivers who repeatedly violate residential permit parking regulations. The Baltimore Department of Transportation says the fines will increase the availability of parking for residents in high-demand neighborhoods. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Someone that's flown a bit under the radar for the Ravens in terms of their draft class is sixth-round pick LaJonte Wester, a big-time punt returner out of Colorado. Averaged 11 per return on 66 punts in college, including two for scores. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
If you watch him, I think he's a twitchy, explosive punt returner. I think, you know, last year it became evident that we could probably get better there at that position.
The Ravens' longest punt return a year ago was just 22 yards, bottom five in the league. NBA last night at the Boston Garden, it was the Knicks who made history, up one with 5 seconds to play.
It's Tatum. Robinson's on him. Tatum maneuvering. Oh, the ball knocked away. Another great defensive play for the Knicks. They've got it. They've won it. New York has gone up 2-0.
Kevin Harlan with the call on TNT. The New York Knickerbockers become the first team in NBA history to come back from 20 points down in the second half on the road in the playoffs in back-to-back games. 91-90, the final. Knicks up 2-0. And finally, Preakness 2025 will now officially be the last at Old Pimlico. State giving final approval yesterday for a $400 million renovation of Old Hilltop. Preakness will move to Laurel in 26. Racing is expected to return full-time to Pimlico in 27. Coming up in 30 minutes, Charlie Morton at a loss for words. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
You could run into some rain later today, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. 82 the high today. Tomorrow, clouds and showers and cool temperatures, 68. The weekend, lots of sunshine, 74 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
67 degrees in Dundalk, 60 in Owings Mills, and 64 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday to all of you. If you could tell, I'm super excited today. I'm excited. I have an in-studio guest that I absolutely love. And the fact that she's taken time out to do this interview is huge. First and foremost, because we're going to get right into it. Good morning to our OIG in Baltimore City, Isabel Cumming. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for having me.
No, thank you for taking the time. I know how busy you are. Okay.
We are busy.
Yes, yes. And you're probably a lot busier than we even could possibly imagine, considering that you have so much that goes on behind the scenes and not publicly.
Yeah.
To start this, if you could just let people know exactly what your job entails and how long you've been doing this.
Sure. My name is Isabel Mercedes Cumming. I am the Inspector General of Baltimore City. This job goes after waste, financial waste, fraud, and abuse. This is coming up on my 8th year of being the Inspector General of the city. I am the first person to ever have a second term as an Inspector General. There were 4 Inspector Generals prior to me. 3 of the 4 were fired by mayors. I made it to a second term, and I'm happily in that. I think it's important, though, that people realize this is the office of the people. I am the public's watchdog. I receive all my complaints from the public, and it is the public that has made this office strong. Because when I was hired by Mayor Catherine Pugh, and the independence of the office is paramount. And I've had 2 major ballot initiatives. One, to make the office independent, and that was in 2018. And luckily, the citizens voted 82% to make that. And then the second one was after I did a case involving the former state's attorney, they decided to have my advisory board. Because even though I was independent, my advisory board was the mayor, the council president, the comptroller, a councilman, and the solicitor, all internal people that my office has to investigate. I turned to the public with this type of obvious conflict, and indeed, as a result of Odette Ramos bringing forth a bill, the public was able to vote 88% to make my office independent and to have a citizen-based advisory board. And that is 100% the power of the people. And they realize the importance of this office and what we have been able to do. Through this time, we've been able to identify over $40 million. This is an office that only has 18 people, and it's a $2.3 million budget. Yet over the time, we have paid for ourselves over and over again.
Yeah, no, I would say so. So basically, you're Doge before Doge was even a thing. Is that what you're saying?
I should teach them how to be effective.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like we're still waiting. No, but I appreciate you. Like I said, there's a lot that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, and I didn't realize you only have 8 people in your office?
No, I have 18.
18, okay.
I started with 6.
You started with 6, and yeah. Of course, then it grew.
It grew. It's been 18 for the last 4 years. So unlike the rest of government, which has been growing, we've stayed the same. However, we are really trying to get at least one more person to really focus on the two big departments, which is DOT and DPW, because what we've learned is you have to earn trust.
Yeah.
And having someone that they can talk to, having someone that they can listen to, having a definite agent assigned to that would make all the difference. So that's the one thing we're asking for. It's less than about $125,000. So, I mean, in a budget of, what, $4.3 billion, this is such a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
But I've been fighting for this for several years now.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for all the work that you're doing. Going back, as you just mentioned, DPW there, going back at some of the headlines, 9 months ago, 10 months ago, they've been talking about the unsafe working conditions and the abusive behavior there at the sanitation department. When did all of this investigation begin, and how did it begin, if you can go into that?
It's actually amazing. Again, working for the public, we actually received complaints from inside DPW telling us that they weren't getting water. They weren't getting Gatorade, and it was so hot. And so I sent some agents out, and this was early June, sent some agents out to verify because, we're in a trust but verify type of world.
Yeah.
So they found, they're not getting water. They're not. So I sent we sent what we call a referral. And they immediately wrote back very, very quickly, which surprised me greatly, that everything had been taken care of and they're going to start doing it. Well, in the morning, I got a phone call saying, that's not true. So then 5 o'clock in the morning, I personally got up with one of my agents and we went there. And when we went there, that's the picture of me holding the trash bucket with dirty water and one thing floating in it. We took the pictures of the bathrooms, it was 85 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning inside one of the cooling stations. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So instead of issuing what they had told us, 4 hours later, we're issuing an emergency alert saying that this is going on. Then 1 week later after that, we had the entire team go out to 10 different DPW facilities. And that's when came the story that ended up in the front page of the Daily Mail in London, where Baltimore was considered one of the worst places to work because we weren't giving the men toilet paper. And there was just so many cultural – there were so many things that were against these workers, and nobody was listening to them.
Yeah.
So that then came out the first long report, and that outlined, the conditions, the bathrooms, the toilet paper, the lack of training. And then sadly, with maybe a week later, Mr. Ronald Silver died on the back of the trash truck from heat exhaustion. And, that was unbelievable. And then that caused yet another report because we realized that the person who was with Mr. Silver, neither one of the people on the back of the trash truck had health insurance. So that didn't make sense to me. We're the government.
Right.
So we did it. I said, how could this happen? That's when, for the first time that anybody ever looked, we realized that 138 men in the Department of Public Works didn't have health insurance.
Wow.
Why? Because we weren't taking the time. We offer second chance employment. And at that time, because many things have changed, I will say, but at that time, we weren't taking the time to really explain how to get health insurance. We took the time to call 200 and some men and talk to them, and many of them thought they had health insurance. They'd never signed up for it. And I can tell you, and I knew there was a big problem, because these men were making $40,000. And if you didn't have health insurance, you were entitled to a $2,500 credit.
Okay.
Not one of those men took the credit. So A few of the men had Obamacare. They had other things, but not one of them took the credit because they weren't explained. So people were not taking, like I always call the DPW workers, the forgotten department.
Yeah.
So that happened. Then we did an investigation. Oh, we asked for the health situation. And then we were given incorrect information that instead of they didn't list a whole bunch of heat injuries. So that became a report. You know, it's just accountability. It's just transparency. And then we did a very large report on the culture. And that talked about how the union wasn't doing the job of representing these men. I mean, that's their job. They're paying
right.
for that. Who
right.
am I? I am just an average person that went out and saw the obvious.
Yeah.
But nobody did anything.
Well, you know, I got a couple questions because this is just, it's astonishing. My first question is, when you found all of this out, whether it's the health insurance or the working conditions, when you talked to the higher-ups at DPW, what was their excuse? Why hadn't any of these things been done?
Well, that's an excellent question. And I will say there was a new DPW head added,
okay.
Director Khalil and Zaid. Director Khalil Zaid, and he was so different than every other one I've ever met. He actually started going out. He actually met with the men. He has caused so much change in this department as a result of the reports. I mean, I think if people reacted the way that he did, for instance, with the health care, he had two special health care meetings. My office actually sent out 135 text messages to every single worker that didn't have it. Because, you know, that's the thing that people don't realize. Everybody thinks they're never on the computer. Many don't have computers. There weren't computers in the office at the time. So sometimes when people say, why can't they just do it themselves? Because they don't have the tools. They're okay. second chance employees.
Right.
You know, you don't think that. And there's, if you are a second chance employee, if you're on probation and you lose your job, that could be a violation of your probation. It's not just about keeping a job; it's about keeping your livelihood.
Right.
So the pressure on these men who really do a very good job, and when given the opportunity to tell their own stories, which they did at a hearing recently. They were unbelievable.
Yeah.
They were, and a lot of people missed it because, so then what my office did was we reposted their stories. Men of the Department of Public Works tell their own truth. And that really started changing it because these people had been working like Mr. Peaks, you know, he'd been working there for 30 years, still making about $40,000+, wasn't able to take a vacation, trouble buying eggs. People, they were getting the same hazard pay, which was 15 cents an hour, since the 1990s.
Wow.
And our hazard in Baltimore, as you know, our hazards are rats,
yeah.
drugs, needles, guns, just... You know, they're real hazards.
Yeah. And it was
15
worse.
Cents?
Yeah, it was worse during COVID because I
yep.
know there were a lot of them that said that they weren't getting the proper PPP.
They were not.
To
and
get
a lot of them
on.
Got sick.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know what? Our trash was still picked up. And they took a lot of pride in that.
Yeah.
These are some of the hardest workers I've ever met.
Yeah. So I did not realize that they're actually making less a year than safety workers. I did not realize that. I know they're making over 50 grand a year. Yeah, I have a text here from Marty. He wants to know, after the two deaths, was there anybody at DPW that had been disciplined or held accountable for the fact that this neglect happened?
Some people lost their jobs.
They did,
you know,
okay.
The higher-ups did lose their jobs.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think actually getting these workers to have their voices heard, I think that's the biggest thing that Director Zaid has done. He's actually included them now. They actually go to meetings and, like, we did a report because they bought these men jackets and stuff, but the jackets had batteries in them. The batteries only lasted for 2 hours. Okay, you're not on the back of a truck for 2 hours. You're on
yeah.
the back of the truck for 10 hours. And then it was in the instructions that if the batteries get wet, they can get electrocuted.
Wow.
So people weren't thinking, and they're like, we would never have done that. You know, we would never have. So they weren't including the actual workers in the decisions. And now he's actually doing that. And then a lot of the things were done not, you know, prior to his term. And so I do think that it's getting better. The most important thing that I know the workers want is an increase in pay.
Yeah.
And the mayor has actually said, he said it at a State of the City, that they were going to be giving them an increase in pay. Right now, I believe the union is negotiating that with the labor. But it needs to happen.
Yeah, well, you know what? Again, I appreciate you taking the time. This is the OIG, Isabel, coming in Baltimore City. When we get back, I did have a couple questions about the union and about some of the updates in regards to DPW. All that and more when we get back.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. If we who know the truth don't speak out against the lies being foisted on us by the progressives and the sycophants in the media and stop them in their tracks, then our children and our grandchildren will grow up not knowing the truth. They'll think the lies and perversions of the day are normal. Christians have been given the truth, and it's our responsibility to speak the truth, maintain the truth, and uphold the truth. The world's in terrible shape. Drug abuse and alcoholism are rampant. Suicides go up every year. Racial tensions are high. You can't legislate these problems out of existence. The government can't save us. All they do is make it worse. I don't know how long I'll have the freedom to speak the truth over these airwaves. I'm already accused of being intolerant, bigoted, and a hate monger. The enemy may quiet us, but they can't quiet the Word of God. The Bible tells us the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God will stand forever. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Biden's new and completely delusional interview.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
Plus, my hometown is becoming a dystopian Mad Max-style hellhole at night where people are afraid to go out after 8.
Time for a crime spree.
And we've got a Democrat mayor.
Big surprise.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning to all of you. Again, super excited because we have an in-studio guest, the Inspector General in Baltimore City, Isabel Cumming. Again, Isabel, thank you so much for taking the time. You gotta come back.
I'll be happy to.
Okay. We need more time. Before the break, I said I was going to mention a little bit about the unions, but I also have a question here for you. But before we get to that, if you could give out the hotline number and let people know, you know, even how they can follow you and keep track of what you're working on.
Sure. Well, no one can keep track of what we're working on because that's all top secret. Yeah. But they will definitely be able to find out what we worked on. Okay. So our hotline number for the public is 443-984-3476. And there's also an 800 number. So it's 800-417-0430. Let me get that one more time. The 443-984-3476. And last year, we had over 800 and some hotline complaints. We did, as a result of that, about 100 investigations, because some things aren't within our jurisdiction. But the nice thing about my hotline team, massive shout out to them, Mitch and Lamar, is that they will tell you where to go, who's the proper person that can help you if it's something that our office can't.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. No, that's amazing. You have to have a great team over there to get all of this done in a timely manner that you do.
They're amazing.
I've got a question here from John in the text line. He says, Kim, please ask the ID if she has investigated DPW's operating and maintenance lapses at both wastewater plants, untreated sewage dumping in the bay during heavy rains, and et cetera.
If you could send us a hotline tip about that, that would be wonderful. I will say we did a report about the water program about 3.5 years ago because they weren't paying for a certain chemical that was and if we didn't get this chemical within, it became within a week, Baltimore was going to end up with a Flint, Michigan-like situation. So we have done some investigations with the wastewater, but happy to take any tips you have about anything like that. And it would have to be involving the city, DPW. Yeah, okay. So we're happy to do that.
Good. Well, I will say when it comes to DPW, I'm happy that the union is now stepping up, right, now that you've really held their feet to the fire here. I wanted to ask you if I could, because I know, as you mentioned, DPW workers went before city council and they were able to tell their stories. Was the union in the room at that time? You know, were there city council members that were happy with what they were hearing as far as at least, you know, the fact that you were shedding so much light on this?
Well, it was very interesting because, like I said, this hearing gave the DPW workers the chance to tell their truth. And during the hearing, the anger at the union came out in spades. It was unbelievable. And in fact, at one point, I believe it was Councilman Dorsey, he said to me that the report was disparaging to the union and that I raked them over the coals. And my response to Mr. Dorsey was that if he felt that there was a disparaging tone, that was because that is what the workers told the Office of the Inspector General. Yeah. And then after that, the workers had the chance to tell their stories and to tell how many times they have been disappointed. At one point, one of the workers, his name was Stancil McNair, he told Mr. Dorsey that, you know, I have been sitting here watching the union text you questions to go after the inspector general. And Mr. Dorsey said, I do not appreciate being called out. When Mr. Peaks was trying to speak about he couldn't afford eggs, that's when Mr. Dorsey walked out.
Wow. Well, Isabel Cumming, thank you for all the work that you're doing. We're going to have you back here real soon, if that's okay with you.
Happy to.
All right. When we get back, we're going to take some phone calls and talk about this interview that we have with the OIG. I'm not shocked at some of the responses, but I am happy that you're on the job. Thank you so much. Thanks.
This is an SR News special report. A new trade deal with the UK. President Trump announcing the terms of that new agreement. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Writing on social media, the president called the deal with Britain a full and comprehensive one that will cement the relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom for many years to come. This is the first trade agreement to be announced since Donald Trump rolled out worldwide tariffs at the beginning of April.
Meanwhile, the president confirming talks will be held this week between the U.S. and China as well.
They want to make a deal so badly, that I can tell you. But we've been talking, and it's not a question of, like, pride. Somebody said, oh, who made the call? Who made the call? It doesn't matter. I will tell you, you would have been happy if I gave you the answer to that. But it doesn't matter. The conversation matters, not, you know, how it got set up.
The meetings in Switzerland could offer an opportunity for both sides to dial down the rhetoric. This has been an SRN News special report.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Charlie Morton wasn't great last night, but he certainly wasn't the problem, as the Birds' offense sputtered once again in a 5-2 loss to the Twins. Baltimore with 10 hits, a lot of traffic, as they say, but couldn't move them along. Six left on, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Here's manager Brandon Hyde.
We didn't get a clutch hit in the big spot, but just not getting the big hit, not getting the 3-run homer or the 2-run homer like they got.
As far as Morton is concerned, done in by one pitch.
Oh. And Buxton unloads high and deep to left field. Beckett goes towards the second deck and gone.
After the game, Morton was at a loss.
That curveball I threw, it just hung up. I mean, I don't know what that was.
Let's hope Dean Kramer knows what he's throwing today at 110 as the Birds try to halt their 4-game losing streak with some daytime baseball. Big trade in the NFL yesterday. The Steelers, tired of the moodiness and immaturity of wide receiver George Pickens, dealt him to a team that'll put up with it, and that is the Dallas Cowboys, for a third-round pick next year. Coming up in 30 minutes, could the NFL draft be coming to Baltimore? And that is Stein on Sports.
There is some rain on the way, but the payoff is a gorgeous weekend, just in time for Mother's Day. A little bit of rain today, a few showers, some thunder this afternoon, 82 the high today. Showers, some storms overnight. Tomorrow, more showers, cooler 68, and then sunny and mild Saturday, 74 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs feature helps you stand out and hire fast. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers. Remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay? We pulled their fat out of the fire. Now They're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow, oh wow. Hopefully you're able to join in to listen to that interview with the OIG of Baltimore City, Isabel Cumming. She was gracious enough to come in and be here in studio, and she does have a heck of a workload, and I definitely appreciate it. And if you miss any of the show, just, you know, another reminder, you can always go to WCBM.com and click on Kim Klasick Live, and the shows are archived there. They're also on TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and really all the podcast platforms. I'm not shocked to hear that Councilman Dorsey made some interesting comments and then actually walked out while DPW sanitation workers were telling their stories. I'm not shocked by that. You know, there are some elected officials that go hand in hand with some of our unions. I think we've learned that along the way. But this is a union you would think that you would not even want to be very chummy with, considering how they've been treating these workers. If you heard there from Isabel Cumming, she went to one of the cooling stations, went inside, and it was 85 degrees, and there was really, you know, they kept saying that there wasn't really any water for them to drink, there wasn't any of these things. And when you're talking about Ronald Silver, the gentleman that died while on the truck, you know, just thinking about the fact that her report came out at least a week prior to that, where you would think that DPW would have taken the time to do something about the working conditions. But even beyond that, that would have given the union the time that they've needed to at least say, hey, you know what, DPW, if you don't do something about these conditions, we will have our workers stand down. A week is more than enough time for a union to get involved. If you want to weigh in on any of the interview, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I appreciate everybody that sent over the questions. I was happy to hear that some people were fired at DPW, even some of the, excuse me, the higher-ups. It, you know, it kind of feels like that's not enough. But I mean, if you think about the story in its totality, right? You think about the fact that they're not really getting paid living wages. If you think about the fact that they're out there with these working conditions. And then you think about the fact that this is a city where they say that they want DEI to be the capital right here. This is a city that will tell you Black Lives Matter. Meanwhile, most of those sanitation workers are in fact Black. And clearly their lives do not matter. But that just shows you, and this, it goes back to, and I hate to always, you know, kind of bring things back to my run in 2020 in Baltimore City, but this is how it kind of all connects. You know, if you're in the city area or you know how the city operates, you know that those people, especially at DPW, are being treated like, you know, like dogs on the street, basically. And then when you point these things out and you say to people, it doesn't have to be this way. You deserve better. Your neighbor deserves better. Or there's money that's supposed to be going towards these things, whether it's from the state level or the federal level. And obviously it's not hitting the ground. When you point those things out and you kind of pair it with what you're seeing with DPW and the sanitation workers, you still have people that will say, no, I don't want to get to the bottom of this. Or no, it's not that bad. Or, you know, that's on them for having that job. Or, you know, like, you can hear all kinds of things. And then they, you know, will still relate it back and say, well, you're a Republican, so you're racist. Or, you know, President Trump is racist. And I just want people, if you listen to that interview there with the OIG, just listening to that interview and knowing that 99% of the people that work there are in fact Black, right? Just think about this. How is this any different from actual racism? It's not. It's not any different. They're saying basically Black lives don't matter, right? In the way that they're treating these workers. We heard there that these workers are making less than the safety workers. The Safe Street workers, also second-chance individuals like the DPW workers, but DPW workers are working 10 times harder. We talk all the time about the fact that we have never even seen a Safe Streets worker on the street. But not only that, they have their headquarters in these buildings that have air conditioning. They have everything that they want. They're hosting community cookouts, right? It's not like they're thirsty for water. And then you see on the other flip side of this, the DPW workers, the ones that are getting up the trash and dealing with the rat infestations, dealing with the city woes time and time again. You know, they can barely get the proper gloves or anything that they need to actually do their job in a safe manner. Think about all of the needles that they're running across. Look, if you've ever been into West Baltimore where those vacant homes are in those areas, there are needles all over the place. It is their responsibility to pick those needles up. And when you're thinking about the fact that, you know, they can't even get water, do you really think that they're getting the proper resources or, you know, whatever it is that they need, the equipment or what have you, to actually pick up some of those things and deal with them safely? Absolutely not. And this is on top of the fact, you know, again, we've had firefighters, many first responders that'll say, you know what, we even deal with the criminal element because if we're there and the police are not there and something's going down, I mean, you know, they're now in this other situation where it's dangerous on a different level, right? This story is a lot more than even just a report or the death of the two DPW workers. I also pointed out last week, it's hard for me to even discuss this kind of story considering that you've got Governor Westmore, Mayor Brandon Scott, and so many elected officials that do not seem to care about the school system and whether or not people are being properly educated. But here's the deal, right? And here's why a lot of these DPW workers are second chance individuals. A lot of these people, unfortunately, were not educated, right? They weren't educated. And then when you put on top of this, you know, this is really, for many of them, this is the best job that they're going to be able to get. Not only, you know, do they not have the education, a lot of them do have criminal records that follow them, right? And so just think about it. This is, in many cases, the best you're going to get. This low-paying job where you are risking your life every single day. Hearing that these DPW workers didn't have insurance and nobody explained to them how they could sign up and actually get health insurance. Really? I mean, that's basic proper protocol for HR. Who's over in the HR department? I hope they were fired. All right, I guess the people that want to weigh in, I want you to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Jim in Dundalk. Jim, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. First, I want to say I am genuinely sorry that someone died. That's horrible. However, I've been a laborer for my entire life. I don't think I've ever been provided water or Gatorade. I don't understand why it's the employer's job to provide everything for these workers. My children go to school and they don't get dismissed unless it's 100 degrees. And you got this one talking about 85 is too hot. What about all the other people who work out in the sun, like roofers? They're working in the sun just like another, you know, the DPW guys, and everyone has a hard job. I don't understand why these men are being coddled like this. This seems a little ridiculous.
Okay. Well, Jim, I can understand where you're coming from, and I know many people will probably feel the same way that you do. I think when you're talking about government employees and those with the union, because they pay union dues, right? And I don't know if you're in a union and you know whether or not you pay dues, but there is certain things that union is supposed to provide. And that wasn't happening. And then DPW wasn't following up on it. HR wasn't following up on it. And I don't know if it's really coddling them. I mean, I don't know if you've ever gone to work and had to take your own toilet paper.
Well, yes. When I framed houses, you pretty much had to buy your own tools. Obviously, you buy your own work boots. You bring your own lunch. You got to get your own car to get there. I've never been in a union job. My wife is, and I think they're a cancer on society personally. But I think this is being overblown. It's terrible that they passed away, really. But this happens in all labor jobs.
Okay, so you think independently these guys should have been able to come to work and make sure that they you know, had whatever they needed. I think there's a lot of people that would agree with you, Jim. I really do.
I have no education. I have no high school diploma. I am a felon, a former addict, and I'm doing it. I've been a laborer my entire life. No one gives me this free stuff. I think when you first get a job, they'll tell you about the insurance, and that's it. The rest is up to you.
Okay. Well, Jim, look, trust me. I think there are a lot of people that agree with you. I got people calling in right now. Thank you so much for sharing. I hope you have a great week.
You have a good day.
You too.
I hope that didn't come off too harsh. But
No.
We're coddling society today, and it's not making us a better country for it.
Yeah. No, Jim, that did not come off harsh at all. That was just truth. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Look, there's a lot of people that probably feel the same way about the DPW workers. I guess I look at it, it's government employees. You got the union. You got the higher-ups making six figures, and they're just sitting there. And the only reason why I know how they were treated during COVID is because I was out there, right? That was the same time that I was running in 2020 in West Baltimore. So I actually, you know, spoke to many of them during that time, and I don't know exactly what Jim's job entails, but picking up these needles and all these other things, I did expect that these workers would have more at their disposal to be able to do that job safely. I did expect that. I did. I got Odell in Baltimore. Odell, what say you?
Yeah, Jim, I enjoy talking to you. I used to work on a garbage truck when I was a younger man and was a subcontract for Baltimore County. We wasn't supply of water. But the driver and the helper stayed on the truck. We had an ice chest and put ice in it, a cooler for water, so we have our own. If we didn't, we'd go up somebody's yard and use their hose and need water. It's a tragedy the guy died, but, you know, everybody should have some way to get water, carry it with them. That's what we did. And we're subcontractors for Rupert Sanitation.
Yeah, so you feel the same. You feel the same way Jim does. Then, so you feel like these guys had that responsibility.
Well, they're not very smart. Then, you know, common sense. You know, I did it. I started out 16 years old until I was old enough to get my license to drive a truck there.
Yeah,
and I'm 71 now, and they people still do it on the truck. I see them riding around all the areas around here. I can name trash companies, but I'm not. But they pick up. They got a cooler strapped to the front of the truck, one of them orange coolers, and they got cups. They get ice water. They fill it up with ice. And most companies will get a ice machine so you can get free ice and just put water in it before you leave.
Yeah. Well, Adele, let me ask you this. Were you in a union at that time?
No, we weren't in a union because we're subcontractor. They were for Baltimore County.
Okay. Well, Adele, thank you so much for...
I tell you, I had worked for a union company, and most of these union companies, all they do is take your dues, and they keep the people that don't want to work. You work, you bust your butt off, and the other ones don't do nothing, and you bring arbitration against them because they're not doing a job, and the shop steward says, oh, no, they're all right, they're my buddies, blah, 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 that there. And then that's what happened at Giant Food Warehouse out there in Jessup. Worked there.
Yeah, that was
went out of business there.
That was my question to you is like, when did the unions actually step up? Well, Dale, thank you so much for sharing. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
I enjoyed your show, Kim.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's keep it moving. I got Rob in Dundalk. Rob, what say you with this DPW situation?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say, you know, I'm a right to work guy, but you know, I was in the labor union at one time myself. I was a shop steward for we did the underground mining all through Baltimore City. But you know, I had to give out Gatorade and water. That was one of my jobs. So it was like that was something you really needed there. You know, so I was really thankful that that they gave out that. But I understand what they're saying. But like, there's times where there is it. You know, something that, like, that's why we got laws. You know, there are certain things they should give to you, like water and things like that, if you're doing that kind of work, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? So
well, Rob,
that's just me.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Did anybody talk to you or anybody that you know of about the health insurance situation?
No.
So is that something that you just figured out on your own, right? Because they usually give you a packet and you go get, you file, you know, do whatever you have to do to get the health insurance, right?
Yeah. As far as health insurance, what do you mean when I was working for the union?
Yeah. Yep.
They gave it to us. Well, we had a big thing, you know, union offers you a certain amount of stuff. You pay dues. And, you know, my uncle was a shop steward. First, we went to our meetings on every other, well, it's Thursday every month, or so, well, once a month on Thursdays or whatever, but they would tell us what's coming up. But no, so they really offered us a lot. But we were a labor union that nobody really wanted to do that work. We got hazardous pay. You know, we were underground miners, local 516 in Baltimore, but it was great. You know, it was great because they paid us more money than anybody else would get. We got 16 something back in that time to work.
Oh, okay.
You know, 80s or something like that. But, you know, yeah, union was good then, you know, but when they sold everything to China, everything's a mess now. But, yeah, they got all kinds of different shit. But yeah, for that thing, I still like right to work. But labor unions, that worked out good for me. And then we had to give out Gatorade. That caught my attention because, yeah, that was one of my jobs. And I got actually set up. You know, my one uncle made me a shop steward. And then my other uncle got mad, so it was his job. I told him to take the job of doing the water deal. And then he called the business agent on me, and I was like, what's going on? They're like, the water ain't like a certain amount of feet away from each person, because I used to work under the ground mine, and you need water and Gatorade, you know. It's so hot under there, it's crazy. But that was, you know, different times when the unions were, like, good to me. I don't know, this shit got crazy. Sorry about cussing. Like, but, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Rob. Yeah, sorry about that. You can't curse. It'll dump you. All right. We get back with continuous conversation. I do have a text here. It says OSHA requires the employer supply fresh water from spring through fall, regardless of the temperature. So then, yeah, your text where you're talking about OSHA there. Also, when it comes to insurance, because usually they have like those open enrollment meetings, right? Don't they usually send somebody in, whether it's from Care First or what have you? And they come in, they have a day where they talk to employees about insurance. It sounds like that never happened. I'm not quite sure, but that is what it sounds like. And those meetings are usually essential. All right, when we get back, we'll continue this conversation.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the interview we had just a bit ago with the OID of Baltimore, Isabel Cumming. And again, if you ever miss any parts of the show, you can go to WCBM.com and click on the podcast link, and the shows are archived there. Also on every podcast platform, even Apple Podcast, you will see the show as well. Again, back to DPW and what we expect for those sanitation workers and for the union to do. Like I said, before the break, I read that OSHA requires the employer to supply fresh water from spring through fall, regardless of the temperatures. Yeah, I would think when it comes to the unions and government jobs, there are certain things that have to be done. I've got Dave in Cockeysville. Dave, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I wanted to weigh in. And I was listening to my other
fellow laborers out there working. And every job's different. But collecting trash has got to be the worst job that you could ever do. It's the hardest job. It's thankless. I'm glad the OIG did this investigation. I'm glad they were successful. I'm honored they did this investigation. And I would love to see every councilman and Wes Moore and Brandon Scott and Zeke Cohen get on the back of a garbage truck for a week. Just 1 week. Try to do that for a week and see if they can hang on to that truck while you're dumping that trash and then the truck's taking off and you're hitting the next stop. I mean, I'd be seasick in about three stops. So the job itself is not like a regular job. That's an extremely dangerous job where you could lose your life falling off that truck. And I think that the city really needs to take a closer look and give those guys good pay. And, you know, you can't expect them to have water sitting there. Because when you're working and you're hot, you're not paying attention. You're just so burned out, you want to get this job done.
Yeah.
It's important that if your supervisor is watching your health and making sure you're not sick or you're not getting dehydrated, because you're not thinking that way when you're working, when you're a laborer. You're just trying to get that job done.
No, Dave, I'm right there with you, and it is a very difficult job. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, I will.
Thank
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you and your family. Yeah, you know, when I saw what the sanitation workers had to deal with in West Baltimore, you couldn't pay me enough money to do what they do. I've got William in West Baltimore. Hey, William, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tim? Long time no talk to you.
Yeah. Brother.
I was listening, and I was prompted to call by that guy that called a few calls back. You know, Baltimore City is, like you said, a union job, and I did that job for a while, man. That is, like the last caller just said, that is the most thankless, stinking, crazy job. Baltimore City is supposed to provide them with coveralls, boots, gloves, all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
These guys are supposed to, this is the worst, thankless job, and I don't think that these guys are dumb or nothing like that, man. They are very hard-working guys. Those guys have to have CDLs to drive those trucks. So, you know, to get a CDL, you know, you can't be a dummy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're very smart people, you know, and I think that it's a thankless job, like I said. And
and
people talking about union, my brother was in the Teamsters Union. It's a very good union, and so is the UAW, you know. So there is good unions out here. And like you said, Kim, I work every year. We had open enrollment where they set you down and they explain to you, because I had care first. And like you said, and they talk to you about all the benefits and stuff. I don't know what jobs these guys are working. I was a laborer too. But I'm smart enough, like you said. I brought my own water sometimes. I brought what I needed in my backpack or whatever, right? But if the job is supposed to provide it, City of Baltimore can provide it. Brandon Scott and all the rest of those people sitting up there in their air-conditioned office and everything, if them guys stop working for a week in Baltimore City, you know, they already said this is the dirtiest city in the nation.
Right.
So imagine if the garbage people stop picking up trash for a week.
William, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. It is a thankless, tough job. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. I got more people calling in, more text messages coming in. And I want to hear from you on DPW and the interview we had with Isabel coming.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is this.